This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. President Joe Biden will speak with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky Thursday to discuss Russia's military buildup on its border with Ukraine, according to the White House. Afterward, Biden will call the leaders of nine allies on the eastern flank of NATO to brief them on his virtual meeting on Tuesday with President Vladimir Putin and listen to their concerns. On Wednesday, Biden said he would not order the deployment of American troops to Ukraine to counter a possible Russian invasion of that country. He did say what will happen is there will be severe consequences. Biden said the United States and its European allies have deep concerns about Moscow massing troops near the border it shares with Ukraine and would respond with strong economic sanctions if Russia invaded the country. A top European Union diplomat Wednesday said that nuclear talks with Iran will resume Thursday in Vienna, and the U.S. will know soon whether Iran is serious about reviving the nuclear accord, according to a State Department spokesperson. Efforts to bring Iran back to the original Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action agreement broke down last week after mediators from France, Britain, and Germany, three of the signatories to the 2015 agreement, expressed frustration with Iran, saying it had backtracked on diplomatic progress made. Under the JCPOA, Iran promised it would curb nuclear activities that could be weaponized in return for international sanctions relief. Tehran denies seeking nuclear weapons. The U.S. withdrew from the agreement in 2018 under former President Donald Trump. Since then, Iran has renewed its nuclear program by enriching uranium beyond the thresholds allowed in the agreement. Via remote, this is VOA News. The chief of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says more than 40 people in the country have been found to be infected with the Omicron variant so far, and more than three-quarters of them had been vaccinated. But Dr. Rochelle Walensky said in an interview with the Associated Press Wednesday that nearly all of them were only mildly ill. Walensky said the data is very limited, and the agency is working on a more detailed analysis of what the new mutant form of the coronavirus might hold for the United States. The Senate has narrowly approved a resolution to nullify the Biden administration's requirement that businesses with 100 or more workers have their employees be vaccinated against the coronavirus or submit to weekly testing. The Democratic-led House is unlikely to take it up, which means the mandate would stand, though courts have put it on hold for now. Still, the vote has given senators a chance to come out against a policy that they say has sparked fears back home from businesses and from unvaccinated constituents, worried about losing their jobs should the rule go into effect. Hong Kong tycoon and prominent pro-democracy activist Jimmy Lai and two others were convicted Thursday for their roles in last year's banned Tiananmen candlelight vigil amid a crackdown on dissent in the city and Beijing's tightening political control. The trio had previously pleaded not guilty to the charges and will be sentenced at a later date. They are among 24 activists who were charged over their roles in the unauthorized assembly in Victoria Park on June 4th last year, during which thousands of people gathered to light candles, sing songs, despite police warnings that they may be breaking the law. The Hong Kong Alliance previously organized a candlelight vigil in the park on June 4th each year to mark the bloody crackdown on protesters campaigning for more democracy in Beijing's Tiananmen Square in 1989. And U.S. authorities sent the first two migrants back to Mexico Wednesday under the reinstated Remain in Mexico policy. The Trump-era policy makes asylum seekers wait in Mexico for hearings in the United States Immigration Court. The administration of Joe Biden reinstated the policy Monday to comply with a court order and agreed to changes and additions demanded by Mexico. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.